In the church's calendar, today is Trinity Sunday. This Sunday always comes after Pentecost. After the mystery of Jesus rising from death, of God doing something incomprehensible like putting flames of the Holy Spirit on a gathered people and enabling them to speak and hear multiple languages, we may be feeling a bit over-mystified. And here comes another mystery. The description of God as being one in three persons, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Each of the three persons are distinct and yet are one in nature or essence. It can be beyond our understanding. How can three be in one and one in three? Isn't there just one God? What does this mean about the relationship of the three to each other? What about our relationship with the one, especially when you will have no other gods before me? The word Trinity isn't in the Bible. It wasn't even used until the 3rd century. We made it up. And that's why it's a doctrine, a teaching of the church. By the beginning of the 2nd century, the newly forming church had a problem. We were growing with roots that believed that there is one God, but now there were stories about Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Jesus was Emmanuel, God with us, the Word made flesh, the Son of God, and yet more than even that. And the Spirit was there from the beginning, the wisdom, the power of God at work. How can God be in these two if God is one? Well, the word Trinity might not have been in the Bible, but the concept of God being woven into many and all things certainly seemed to be, and so a mystery was born, and explained, and tested, and twisted, and grown through generations. The early church had many challenges and conflicts over how to define God, producing more of a what God is not understanding. This concept became an issue that helped define the new church institution and gave it a sense of uniformity, but it came with a price. The institution of the church was built on the foundation of the teachings of Jesus, but it created walls that excluded people, walls that just got thicker and taller as time went on, and soon the walls became more important than the foundation. Those teachings from a man of great faith that were supposed to help us understand our faith in God, who said, "Love your neighbors, even if they don't fit the mold you have created." We gave up on the mystery of love and created a box that we could be comfortable in. But the power of God as Trinity is that interwoven relationship that we experience of love, of learning, of a powerful yearning to be and do love in the world. Right after we heard the Pentecostal story of the Spirit whooshing into people's lives, we hear in Proverbs the voice of wisdom say, "I was there with God in the beginning." Wisdom's Spirit looked upon the created earth and rejoiced in God's artistry, in God's willingness to try something new, in God's invitation right at the beginning of time to invite others into the adventure, the unfolding mystery. Relationships from the beginning were so, so important to God. In our readings from Romans today, we are told of the power of faith in God. We are reminded that Jesus teaches us to be bold in our faith and in our living. We are reminded that when life has challenges, these are the moments that can shape us into more caring, more hopeful, stronger people of God's world. Our relationship with God holds us up, moves us on, keeps us grounded. We don't always understand that, do we? We may find ourselves putting up those walls again. If people don't look like me, or act like me, or sound like me, then they don't fit with me. But God says that they do. God says that in that mysterious relationship that we engage in life, that there are many facets, many ways of touching the holy, of finding connections with all of God's children. Who are we to say that God will reach out to us in the same way? The love, the teachings, the power that is the Holy comes to each of us as we need it, as we welcome it. Some folk may start with spirit, to think of the many who name themselves as spiritual but don't connect with the church. Some may experience the power of the Spirit as a great wind or a gentle warmth. There are those who do their best to learn the teachings and experiences of Jesus to draw closer to the Holy, and others who offer all they have, as Jesus did, so that those who have not yet learned of Holy Mystery may experience it in the welcome and love extended to them in their lowest moments. God is more than we can imagine. God gives us more than we can imagine. In many times and places, God comes to us, infuses us with strength and courage when we need it the most, teaches us that love comes first, encourages us to break down walls, to push through doors that hold us apart from God's beloved. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, Lover, Teacher, Empowerer, Mother, Brother, Friend, I believe that the mystery is not one in three and three in one, but overwhelming love offered to imperfect people, relationship welcomed again and again to hold us up, hold us together, hold us. Let us drop the walls and open our hearts to the mystery of the Holy, inviting us to be inspired to be God in God's beautiful world. Amen.